This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have Michigan State University Federal Credit Union's very own Ben Maxim and Flow Network's very own Chris Bonsamino. And both of them came on to talk about how MSU FCU has brought payments to life with their game day campaign and using Flow Network's technology, a new partnership, if you will. And Ben and Chris were here to tell us all about it. Really an amazing and very forward-thinking story here, getting people to really be engaged in real time. So yeah, great stuff here. So check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have two fine gentlemen here in the credit union industry. Right below me, we have Mr. Ben Maxim from Michigan State University Federal Credit Union, or MSU FCU, as they say in the local area up there. Ben, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
Yeah, doing well. Great to be with you again.
Good to see you as well, Ben. And then right next to me, we have Mr. Chris Bonsamino from Flow Networks. A little of that Italian came out, just a little bit, Chris. Can't help it, but glad to have you here. Thanks, guys, for being here. Hey, we're talking to you guys today about your credit union, Ben, MSU, FCU has brought payments to life in this game day campaign that you guys are doing and using the fine folks at Flow Networks Technology, kind of a new partnership here. So, but before we go any further, I got to find out what game day is, because this has really piqued my interest, because I think it's just, based on what I've read so far, it's a pretty cool idea. So give us a quick summary on what game day is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So as a university-based credit union, you have a really great relationship with the university, and we've recently kind of re-upped and reaffirmed our relationship with the athletics department, branding the football club and suite levels with MSUFCU branding, which is pretty cool. We were able to take that away from a bank when they decided they want to keep sponsoring it, and we were able to move in there. So that was kind of exciting for us on a personal note. And to reinforce that and kind of highlight that, although the Flow Networks platform can do many, many things, the game day experience was a great way to highlight kind of that sponsorship marketing effort that we're doing there, support of the university, in combination with a really cool opportunity to own the payment moment. So the goal of the game day experience was to get people to choose to use their MSU FCU credit and debit cards.
Okay.
As they are attending, in our initial use cases, football games, then we're going to expand to men's and women's basketball and hockey as well. So, when they're on campus or wherever they're at, football is a big experience for many of us. We prepare all week, we get our tailgate supplies, we, whatever our food party, whatever we're doing. It's a very social event, and there's a lot of transactions that happen. So really trying to encourage those transactions to happen with MSUFCU. So there is a game that was created by the Flow team where you can kick field goals. We gave everyone a free opportunity. We unlocked that roughly 24 hours before game time, really at noon the day before the game. And we saw a lot of people just sign up, immediately and start playing the game. Then you get additional tries. You get 45 seconds each time you do a game to kick points at targets. In the field goal, you get more points if you hit the target specifically. And if you get on a streak, more power to you. You're getting a lot of points at that point. So we had some people that got pretty good at it, scored a lot of points. And we had a lot of people doing quite a few transactions as well. I know we're going to talk a little bit more about the actual stats throughout, so I won't get into too deep there. Yeah. But really just an opportunity to reinforce with gamification using our credit cards during your experience, engaging with both the credit union and the athletic teams at Michigan State.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the gamification part of it, because obviously with the younger generations, especially the college crowd, gamification is such a huge deal for them. And to really kind of apply that in a kind of a financial services area is brilliant. And that's why I wanted to bring that up. So yeah, and it's just kind of this real-time engagement that they're having right now with your credit union. So yeah, just kudos to you guys for coming up with this. I really, really love this idea. So Chris, from the Flow Network side, how does it work? How did you guys come in and help out make this a success so far?
Sure. Yeah, we call this owning the payment moment. And game works exactly that way. We engage a cardholder, MSU FCU's member, right there within like milliseconds of when they swipe, dip, tap, or use their debit or credit cards. So how it works sort of behind the scenes is the moment that message comes across, we send a notification to the member right there in MSU FCU's app.
Right.
Not external. It's right there in the app they already have. And then a notification says game day is ready. And they open the app and there's a football and a tee, in this case, ready to flick to kick. And they ladder up on their leaderboard, just as Ben described. And we do this because engagements, it's not just a game. It's a way to interact with the member. It's meeting the member right where they're at. And sometimes it can be a gamified experience, but this engagement moment can be used for a ton of practical financial things. MSU, FCU can put rewards and offers in front of their members. Mm-hmm. They can solve payment problems with BNPL down the road.
Yeah.
It can assure the member that their payment is safe. It's a ton of utility by interacting with the member right there in real time.
Oh my gosh. So, and Ben, I'm going to ask you the most obvious question of them all. And I think we all know the answer, but I just want to get your take on it. So why implement something like this at your credit union?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we do have a younger demographic than maybe the traditional credit union. We're trying to find ways to attract and build that loyalty. I think one thing that we're trying to do, you know, there are a lot of cards out there, and especially the Capital Ones and American Expresses have the kind of the rewards locked up. There are things that people, how do you get them to not get their Sky Miles or whatever, or their hotel points or whatever it is. So trying to find ways that get people to be willing to choose our card over those.
Yeah.
So that was one of the goals. You know, we're trying to help members see the value in our cards as well. And, you know, credit unions and financial institutions in general, we make a lot of our money through the interchange, through the utilization of our card products.
Mm-hmm.
We are fast approaching 10 billion in assets as well. We're going to have that hit to our debit card interchange as well. So this is an opportunity to move people into maybe more credit products as well, get more utilization there. And then kind of one thing that I also just kind of a thing I've been sharing as I've been telling the story about Flow is, you know, they pulled some things from the Asian market that probably won't be here in America for 10 years. And that seems to be the pattern.
Really?
You know, where things in the financial market start in Asia 5 years later in Europe, then 10 years later there in North America.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did is looking at the super apps and some of the experiences in the super apps like WeBank, Alipay, WeChat, things like that. And really that ingrained kind of behavior where there's, you know, things that are happening in engagement happening every time payments are being made.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to accelerate that and bring that to our members, you know, well before it gets here is an exciting opportunity for us.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So now, Chris, Ben just said that you guys are working 10 years in the future here. So you're bringing us, so tell us a little bit about this. I mean, cause obviously like Ben said, you know, things happen first in Asia, then Europe, and then us, you know, a century later, it seems like sometimes. So tell us about that. And then how this really benefits a credit union as well. So bringing this kind of a forward thinking technology to credit unions.
Sure. Michael, I think it's super interesting. You know, by background, I was an executive for Visa, a large payment network, for 8 years. And four of those I spent in Asia, based out of Singapore, but working with clients across that region. And there's some amazing things happening in those all digital markets. There are no cards in some of them. There are no receipts. Like everything occurs inside an all-digital system with the device sort of playing the lead role. So when you look at those markets, and some of them are like three times larger than the U.S. by the number of consumers in it, you see a lot of things happening in the payment moment that just aren't happening here in the U.S. market, which is still has a ton of plastic cards and a lot of paper in it. So those value propositions to the consumer are, you know, fraud protection, again, rewards, offers, moments where the payment brand interacts with their consumer and does a lot for them and with them in that payment moment. So at Flow Networks, we built a platform around those capabilities to bring those capabilities to credit unions in the U.S. And it's not something that has to be 2 years down the road. These capabilities are available today.
Yeah,
and we should start engaging with members in those same ways and really driving a lot of change and value to them.
Yeah. And those of us who have been to Singapore, and I've had the benefit of visiting there 1 year, and oh my gosh, very progressive. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That place, Oh my gosh. And we could go on and on about that place. Yeah. So Ben, do you have any kind of like results or anecdotes to share with us as well? I mean, cause you guys started this back in September, right? September of this year, right?
Yep. So yeah. So the first game, we hit was, our game on September 24th. So that was our first experience. We've done a couple other football games since then, still analyzing the data from the second two games. So we compared, two football game weekends prior, home game weekends, and spend for the test group that we had. And we saw about an average of 2,000 more transactions for about $82,000 more. Wow. In cards. So a lot of what people are buying on game day are hot dogs and things. So that's a lot of hot dogs, you know, if you will. And then, you know, the most exciting stat that really kind of highlights this, we're owning the payment moment and the engagement rate that we got from this. So it was 24.9%. So off the charts, normally a pilot that we run, 5-10% is a good pilot. Mm-hmm. So getting close to 25% is absolutely huge. So we've proven what we set out to do is that members want to be engaged in the payment moment. And some of the technology that we haven't really highlighted is how quickly, you know, we're able to get in front of our members when this happens. And I'll let Chris explain maybe a little bit more about that. But we're able to get in there and people are interacting with them very quickly. He knows the exact seconds it takes for them to open and all that. And I'll kick it over to him in a second. Okay. But yeah, people are, you know, they're opening it, they're going in, they're playing games, and then, like, they stop what they're doing to sit there and play as well. Awesome. And then to the anecdote, April, our CEO, she was getting her hair dyed after the game, and her 27-year-old stylist was telling her how this was the most amazing thing that MSUFC has ever done. Loved the game. She played it all day. Again, thought it was the greatest thing we've ever done at the credit union. So.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. That's what you want. You want to give people a reason to come back.
Yeah.
You know, and why not be that another resource? And Chris, it looks like you're jumping out of your skin to share with us some details too.
Yeah.
I think what this does and what game does is it expands and contextualizes it for the credit union and doing things that we're already very comfortable doing when we interact with our devices.
Mm-hmm.
A payment leading to an engagement with the brand that they love.
Yep.
You know, what's interesting about this, compare this to other channels, is just how quickly people respond to it. So, you know, we can count exactly how long it takes from when the payment's made. And we call it the moment of payment. Well, 27% of people when they engage are within 60 seconds. 60 seconds of when that happens.
Oh, my God.
Already engaging with the brand. Within that, like 15% are within 15 seconds
of
the payment. And it's... I mean, that's a moment where people's senses are attuned, you know, money's leaving their life, so they care to make sure that the payment is confirmed, they know what's going on, and then there's some, you know, in this case, some lightness. That response rate, it doesn't exist in other channels, right? Like, try getting that from an email. Not going to happen.
No.
Try getting that from a postal, like a piece of paper in the mail, not going to happen within 15 seconds. So it's a great, important moment. It's like an untapped gold mine to use for a lot of different occasions that are important to the member and to the credit union.
Mm-hmm. It might be a lot quicker, but they have to pick up their hot dog and get back to where they're going. So it might be a lot.
You got two hands, right?
Priorities. So,
one on the phone, one on the hot dog.
Your hot dog and your cell phone. So, oh my gosh. So what do you guys hope to achieve here? What's the big goal here with game day? What do you guys want to achieve here? Because obviously I love the saying, owning that payment moment, owning that. So I love that saying. I think you guys should trademark that. But so Ben, what's the big giant goal here?
Yeah, absolutely. So really what we're doing with the game day experience is giving a big splash, proving out that, you know, members are willing to engage here. And then we build upon that. So we have their attention captured with the game. What do we do next? So there's a lot of options where you can, we have a local loyalty program. We have a lot of local businesses that we have, you know, deals and rewards with if you use your card at as well. So are they willing to do like a merchant funded offer where, you know, they put in a coupon for the next time? So then people are then doing repeat business. So we really ultimately want you to not just use your card on game day, but now think about our card as that first card you pull out. Because what am I going to get today when I use this somewhere? And that's really the ultimate goal. There's a lot of playbooks and other things that come with the Flow platform that we're going to explore that really help tap into some of the behavioral science of the world and how people think and you know, more gamification with things like punch cards and kind of completing tasks, maps, or whatever you want to call them, where, you know, maybe one example is for an onboarding for a new student who comes to campus, or maybe one that's graduating, where we want them to stay with us, you know, making sure that, so we'll have a punch card that's MSUFCU, you get the M if you set up your direct deposit. If you visit the ATM nearest you, you get the S. If you, you know, do 5 transactions on your card in the first month, you get the U. And then things like that along the way. Maybe there's a partner we have that is sponsoring the F, you know, things like that. So you go visit this, you know, fun thing on campus, you know, you come to a Spartan football game and buy a hot dog, you get to see, who knows, you know, so that's there's a lot of fun that can be done with it. And really a lot of it is about, you know, using the gamification, not just for games, but how do you entice and intrinsically motivate people to do stuff, and really do things. And then also, you know, there's an element of education is also how do we educate our products, not just, you know, hey, go spend your card a bunch, but how do we also teach you about the other things that the credit union offers as
right,
well?
Right. Yeah, that whole incentivizing for sure to keep them engaged. And you kind of stole my thunder for my next question, because I was going to ask you what's next for you two organizations, because my mind is already, the wheels are already turning, because of, like, I'm thinking immediately March Madness, because Michigan State has an awesome basketball program, both men's and women's.
Absolutely.
So I'm automatically thinking about that. So what's next on the plate for you guys? Chris, I'll let you go first if you want to share.
Right, well, first of all, game day, this game day brand gets extended to 3 more sports in MSU. So we're excited to be launching women's basketball and then men's basketball and then hockey, all new games, all new fun for MSU FCU members. But as Ben said, you know, game day is just the beginning, right? We're super excited. We're going to use the Flow platform to power these other forms of personalized engagement. These are rich rewards. These are everyday payment tools, and the ability to use the payment moment to bring other credit union products and services.
Right on. Right. Ben, you have anything to add on that one as far as what's next?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, March Madness would be an ideal way to end the basketball season here. So we're looking at how do we fill out the rest of the sports calendar, which takes us to about April. So, if, you know, the men's team's doing pretty well this year, the women's team as well. So maybe we can have a deep run in both tournaments and extend this out a little bit, and then really dig in the summer and figure out what we're going to do next, and really highlight some of the special events.
Yeah,
that Michigan State does as well. Like, you know, Michigan State's men's basketball just played on an aircraft carrier. Could we do a fun game around that or something, you know, specifically there? So how do we specialize a little bit more? How do we diversify so people don't get bored playing the same live kick field goals every day? You know, so what do I do next?
Another game.
So we're gonna have some other game ideas to really tap into also the types of games people are playing in the app store. So I see what my kids are playing on their iPads. So bringing those in, those are the games
mine
that
too.
You know, fun for the adults as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, really trying to figure out, you know, how do we engage with our students and all our cardholders in some way, and hopefully move it beyond just cards, because payments are more than just cards, as we know, and that's changing day by day. And as Chris alluded to, in the Asian market, you know, people don't use cards, they use all these digital means to pay for things. Mm-hmm. Embedded finance is a huge topic. Again, how do we offer some of these things and get people to choose us when we're in that world instead of loading up whatever card they have into some of these systems?
Oh, fantastic. Oh my gosh. I could talk to you guys all day about this. This is not only really cool, but it's so much fun as well. And that's the way, you know, things like this should be for sure. So anything else to add, guys, to wrap up here? Chris, I'll let you go first here. Again, we've already talked about what's coming down the road, what you guys have done, what's happening in Singapore. Anything else to add?
Hey, I'll give the MSU FCU executive team a ton of credit for their vision. And they spotted this trend. They found a way to apply it to the business and to the benefit of their members. And they got in front of it. Like, this is really important. You know, we see that engaging members digitally in the moment of payment is powerful.
Yeah.
And then when MSU FCU gets behind it, you know, they do an incredible job of making those same capabilities available to other credit unions. And so they can benefit from it as well as their members. And at Flow, we're super proud to be a part of that. And the work is great, so I appreciate this moment to talk about it.
Ah, sounds like a great beginning to a great partnership here. Ben,
absolutely.
Anything else to add?
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Yeah, no, I'll just echo that. You know, this was one of the first projects we had that actually met a deadline on time. You know, we did this from kickoff to the game on the 24th, 88 days. You know, we got everyone aligned. Everyone was excited to work on it. And you know, it wasn't without its struggles, but everyone was, you know, in there ready to work and on both sides. So it was really a great partnership. And yeah. you know, we're looking forward to what all we can do together over the coming years here.
No doubt. Yeah, I think you guys are, as you well know, you're just scratching the surface here. So it's really exciting to see. And yeah, and you guys at Michigan State University, you guys are known as one of the most progressive or one of the more progressive credit unions in the nation. And you keep proving it time and time again by doing stuff like this. So thank you very much, Ben. And thank you to April as well. And thank you, Chris, as well for being there too to help these guys out, get to where they want to go. So good stuff. All right, guys. I look forward to having you back on the show down the road here, maybe like after March Madness, to see how this thing went for that as well. So be a lot of fun. Good. All right. I'll let you get back at it. Thanks again. Appreciate the time, guys, and be well.
Thank
and
you.
Keep up the good work there. It's really exciting. Good stuff. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.